USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Things will get worse before they get better, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health.
When you're dealing with a virus outbreak, you are always behind where you think you are. If we have a worst case scenario, we've got to admit it, we could be overwhelmed. Are we going to have a worst case scenario? I don't think so. I hope not. What are we doing to not have that worst case scenario? That's when you get into the things that we're doing.
He was on Fox News Sunday. The White House is working to increase testing. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
You want to have testing. And I think what the president has done with that public-private partnership, every community either has a CVS, a Walgreens, a Target, or a Walmart, to be able to open up their parking lots to have this testing.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The House has passed the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, the vote coming after a long day of negotiations. The president has also declared the coronavirus pandemic a national emergency. The bill guarantees free coronavirus testing. It secures paid emergency leave, enhances employment insurance, strengthens food security initiatives, and increases federal Medicaid funding to states. The Senate is next in line to pass the bill. International health officials said that Europe has now become the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic, as the continent is now producing more new cases each day than China did at the height of its crisis. In Spain, the government is implementing a 15-day state of alarm under which authorities can restrict movements of their citizens. In Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison unveiled an $11 billion stimulus package to counter the economic harm of the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An art fraud investigation team announced Friday that none of the Museum of Bible's Dead Sea Scroll fragments is actually genuine. The results of the third-party scientific analysis by Art Fraud Insights came more than a year after the museum determined that five of its fragments were fake and removed them from the exhibition. Museum officials said they plan to continue using the services of Art Fraud Insights to analyze the facility's entire collection. Before it opened in 2017, the Museum of the Bible's collection came under scrutiny by critics of the collecting practices of Hobby Lobby President Steve Green, who donated some of the exhibits at the museum. The Green family has collected about 40,000 artifacts worth more than $205 million over the past decade. The 2020 Democratic White House frontrunner is picking up a huge endorsement. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The United States' largest labor union endorsing Democrat Joe Biden, the National Education Association, making the announcement on Saturday that it's endorsing Biden's efforts to secure the Democratic nomination ahead of the November general election. The teachers' union boasts over 3 million members and is likely to boost Biden's path towards winning the nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.